Woke fail, Harry Potter profits soar as trans mob attempts to cancel J.K. Rowling. By Simon Kent on January 5, 2024. Acclaimed author J.K. Rowling just keeps on winning. Despite the combined forces of left-wing critics and woke dissemblers, the Harry Potter creator has defied all efforts to cancel her and can sit back and enjoy seeing her bank balance rise. Over the past 12 months, Pottermore Publishing, a global digital audiobook and ebook publisher of Harry Potter books and affiliated Wizarding World titles, experienced a surge in sales, soaring from approximately US $7 million to more than US $11.9 million over the last fiscal year, GB News reports. Critics sought to banish the British author in 2020 after she voiced her stance on protecting sex-based rights for women, as Breitbart News reported. Both she and her family faced threats from critics simply for expressing her own views rather than conforming to the perceived wisdom of those who opposed her. An essay she published online in which she claimed that, as a domestic violence survivor, she felt allowing trans people to use single-sex bathrooms and changing rooms could be offering cover to predators ignited her foes. That single opinion saw a host of stars who had all profited from her imagination and creativity, like Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Watson, Rupert Grint, and Eddie Redmayne, speak out against the author as well as members of the left establishment. That was then and this is now. Clearly their words carried less weight in the public domain than those of J.K. Rowling herself. Jenny McCann, Pottermore's managing director, released a statement addressing the latest handsome results and confirmed the juggernaut will just keep rolling on. "We continue to look for ways to grow partnerships, build our language catalog and reach new audiences with creative and promotional initiatives such as the annual Starting Harry Potter campaign for new readers," she said. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.